We must not think God unjust if he appears to favor one over another. And this is what our Lord is telling us here in this gospel passage we just heard. Here, of course, the wages were agreed upon. So from the beginning, the justice is there. The first ones agreed exactly what their wage would be. It was up to the landowner to decide then from there on. But anyways, God is not unjust if he seems to treat one better than another, which in fact is probably not the case. God doesn't owe us anything anyways. He gave us everything we are, everything we have. So he owes us nothing. But he still counts on us. He still expects that we will bear fruit. That is why we are still here in existence today. But the most important thing is, he still loves us. And we must never think ever that God does not love us. We may not feel it at times. Right? When we find ourselves in distress one way or another, or in difficulty, perhaps we've lost a loved one. Oh, I don't feel that God loves me anymore. But you see, he does. If he didn't love us continually, we wouldn't still be here. You see, he does. And we must always remember that he loves us first. He has always loved us first. And even more than we can ever love him. And therefore, even if it means a lot of suffering and difficulty, he still loves us. In fact, Mother Teresa, Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, will tell us, that is our Lord's way of saying, of reaching down from the cross and kissing us. He's showing us that love. It's a question of then, how much do we love him in return? Are we willing to do the same? To show we love him in return. And it's going to mean willingly accepting whatever suffering that might entail. And don't think it won't. It does. It may be, for some of us, maybe it's only small sufferings, others it's much greater. God does test us. He wants to prove that we do love him. Right? Actually, he's probably trying to prove to us, show us, do we, or prove it to us. He wants us to see it. Do we love him in return? Do we willingly accept whatever cross God deigns to send us? And that cross, we must always remind ourselves to, is the one that's just right for us, always. He does not let us go beyond our endurance. So we must go on loving, even if it means intense suffering. And that also St. Teresa of Lisieux would teach us at the end of her life. As she lay there within a month before her death, she told her sister, who was one of her consorers, as all well, she told her sister, I don't even know if God exists. She couldn't feel anything. She was in complete coldness. But she said, I go on loving him just the same. He said, no, that's what he wills. And that's what God is trying to tell us here. Even if we don't feel it, he does love us. We must always keep that in mind, always keep that before us. He does love us, even more than we can love him in return. And he is simply waiting for us to respond to that very question. How much do we love him in return? Even if it means intense suffering, we must go on loving him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.